The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Thank you for listening. This is Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we are going to talk with Kristen, and she has one of the most fascinating backstories I've ever heard.
It's truly moving because the problems for her started when she was a teenager, and it affected her hands, and her dream was to become a concert pianist. Well, that's never going to happen. But later in her life, she found it to the Institute, and she's got the help that she really needed to have when she was a teenager.
Let's chat with her. Kristen, why don't you tell us about what you were dealing with?
I got whiplash and started having a lot of strange low back pain. And I had been seeing a different chiropractor for a couple months and wasn't having any improvement. And then actually the person who's my therapist told me about Dr. Yardley and how much he helped her. And she told me he has a really unique approach, but that it had been miracles for her. So
you took her advice. You went to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us a little bit about when you went in for your first visit.
Well, I felt really handheld. I mean, from the moment that I got into the office, I felt like I was being really taken care of. And I felt that, you know, what doctors a lot of the time don't do is take the time to really, really understand your whole history and everything that's important to you about your health. Dr. Yardley and all the people in the office, like, they wrote down everything I said. and I was really excited to learn that, you know, not only was the doctor confident that he could help me with the issues I was having because of the accident, but he said, you know, I think you'll be shocked at how much we can help you with some of the other issues you've been having. And he was right. He was right.
Kristen, I noticed in that last progressive evaluation, the hands and wrists did improve. In fact, you said about 50%. This was about 4 months ago.
In addition to the wrist pain I've been having for 20 years and have never really been able to find something that really resolves it. But also depression has been something that I've struggled with since I was around 19, on and off. And that has just turned around in the last 6 months. It's just turned around. Like, my therapist and I were just marveling at it the other day. You know, she's like, when is the last time that you had a depressive episode? And I said, I think it was August. And it's April now. And that's never happened before in my life. You know, and I've been in therapy for a really long time, and something about the work that this did enabled me to heal. My whole life, try to heal these things, like the depression in the wrist. I've been seeing different kinds of doctors, therapists, trying different medications, and there's something about the work that Dr. Yardley did that catalyzed change in all these areas.
It changed the direction in your life, didn't it?
Yeah.
What about your energy levels?
One of the biggest symptoms of depression for me was just fatigue. And I'm not feeling that anymore. I'm feeling really different.
Kristen, your story is one that we see a lot. I mean, people come to us not realizing that we're a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. Typically, they come in, they've got a problem they're looking for help with. And yes, often they do get help with that. But then there's a whole configuration, a reconfiguration of the health and how it interfaces that begins to change and improve. And it is truly part of the delight of what we do, as well as the delight for the patients.
Yeah, I mean, I was, I honestly had stopped trying to look for a cure for some of these things. Well, that's not true. I was still trying. But it was like that one time, that first time I came in to see you, I remember afterwards calling my mom and saying, can I really let myself hope one more time? Like, there's been so many times in my life where I'll, you know, meet a doctor who has a new approach and I'll get my hopes up so high, and then just over time, if it doesn't work, be disappointed. And this kind of worked.
Yes, Kristen. And so what would you say to people out there who've been living with problems and are somewhat hopeless in terms of their health?
I would say, I'm so sorry. I know exactly how you feel. That's a hard question, because there's so much I would want to say. It's the fact that you've tried things before and it hasn't worked is what's making you not want to try this. Don't let that hold you back, because I am so glad that I took the chance, you know, that I risked hoping one last time. I mean, I'm really happy that I got in that car accident, because I don't think otherwise I would have met you and had all of this other stuff fixed.
Well, that's great. That's really great, you know.
Yeah, and it's not too late for me to be a happy person.
That's right.
And that's a really big...
And that's probably the most important thing right there.
It is, and it's awesome to discover at 40 that a whole new kind of perspective is available.
Yes.
It's awesome.
I think so, too.
You know, and I'll also say, I don't know if this is helpful, but I trusted my therapist so much, and I knew that if she said that this doctor was special and had a special ability to heal, that it would be worth it. And now it's almost a year later, and I'm amazed at how little it has cost. All the money that I've poured into my health and co-pays over the years, you know, what I'm spending to get this treatment is a fraction of that, and it's so effective. It's the best investment I ever made.
I think that says a lot.
Kristen, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Yardley, that is a very impressive story. But you don't cure depression or anxiety, do you?
Not at all. What we do is we restore that brain-body connection. And then the changes, though, at that point can be quite amazing.
More of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley next on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Darlene, a patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Darlene, why did you decide to make an appointment at the Yardley Institute?
Well, first of all, I had severe lower back pain, and it was consistently getting worse. I knew that I had to do something, but everything I tried was either a temporary solution or it didn't work at all. Also, some acid reflux and pain in my knees.
Now, how soon could you tell that something had changed?
Immediately, my acid reflux went away. Had been on medication, and I stopped taking my medication because I didn't need it anymore.
Wow.
That was great.
Must have shocked you.
Yes, it did. And the lower back pain, it became less and less until finally it just, I very rarely will have back pain.
That must have been an impact on your sleep issues as well, right?
Oh, it did. Yes. I can sleep through the night now without waking up with acid reflux or with back pain. And that's just tremendous for me.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with the fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Sam Stevens. Sam, combat vet, back from Iraq. You took a little bit of an injury over there serving, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What happened?
Basically, I was a member of a combat movement team, and coming off of one of our trucks, I kind of dislodged my shoulder a little bit, damaged my C4, C5 vertebrae.
Ow. Yeah, not pleasant.
No, it could have been a lot worse, but it was just a mechanical injury, so nothing really serious.
Yeah, so you have been checking around on places to go to get the surgery, because this affected your life, right? I mean, this has affected your movement and your quality of life?
Yeah, I've been looking around for about 5 years, bouncing around between the VA and a primary doctor trying to sort out my back.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the condition like for you? What were you feeling?
For the most part, there's a little low level of pain at all times, pretty much 24 hours a day. and then it would have spikes about once or twice a week. That would go up to 7 or 8 on the pain scale, almost debilitating.
Mm.
It's where I couldn't pretty much do anything.
And you'd stopped exercising and such, right?
Yeah. So a couple of months before I went and saw Dr. Yardley, I pinched a nerve in my neck, which was caused by the damage in my neck. Mm-hmm. And so I was losing sensitivity in my left arm, and it would just go numb. So as a member of the military, which I'm still in, I did close to 30 to 50 push-ups in sets of 30 to 50 a day. And I couldn't even do 2 push-ups before I would collapse because of numbness and inability for my arm to keep up from the pressure.
Good Lord. Good Lord. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. You're also a medical researcher. So I guess you heard about Dr. Yardley on the radio. You wanted to see him. I got to know from 2 perspectives. First of all, I'm a patient. I want to talk to Sam, the patient, what you experienced as a patient. But then I got to dig into this medical research thing. So what did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial, right? He's big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help, and basically a very back and forth kind of conversation, whereas most doctors I've been to have been really about, this is what it is. It's very like sterile and kind of non-personal.
Yeah. When I first went to Dr. Yardley, you could throw all the measurements, and he's very, very careful, of measuring and making sure he's acting upon data. But when he first treated me, I was surprised, honestly, at how gentle it was.
Yeah, I was actually a little bit concerned that he didn't do more.
Yeah.
So I've been to other chiropractic practices, and it's a lot more aggressive, a lot more like spinal cracking and popping.
Yeah.
And there was none of that. And within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain with occasional spikes up to like 3 or 4. So it's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle wise now? I mean, it's restore a sense of hope, or I mean, a sense that you can continue to serve the country like you do. What's that meant for you?
Yeah, it's actually been really interesting because I was contemplating retiring from the military. I have 20 years in 2020. So I was planning on retiring exactly then. If my body continues to wear the way it is, I might push on a few more extra years as well.
I love it.
And as far as my personal life, I'm a member of a group that does combat stage fighting. And that was kind of on the table of not doing anymore either due to pain. But now I'm regularly up there, and it's an amazing experience.
So you can go back and do the things you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, thinking of, maybe I need to modify what I do for working out. And I'm very, very into some of the competitions I'm going into. And man, to be able to have that peace of mind that you can continue to do these things, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. Now, you're also a medical researcher, so I mean, this had to be interesting to you from a perspective of treatment as well.
I actually do cancer research treatment, so it's a totally different field.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's interesting the way he goes about patient care, though, and that's mine's pretty sterile. I do research with at Fred Hutchinson, and they basically, we do a lot of cancer stuff. We don't deal with patients, so it's a very different mindset.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was very unique the way he went about trying to get information and utilizing it from a very statistical standpoint.
Yeah, he's very data oriented. Yeah, he's always focusing on the data. And I've been with him 3 years, and he still goes and he consults the data. So there's a lot of people that hear us discuss this, Sam, and they'll hear Yardley Institute. They know that I'm a patient. They know I've been with Dr. Lee Yardley DC for 3 years. What do you tell people who sit on the fence? They're experiencing pain, but they're sitting on the fence. They're taking the ibuprofen. They're thinking of surgery.
I say you have nothing to lose, right? It'll either work or it won't. And surgery to me is the last resort. I have friends who've had spinal surgery, also veterans who've hurt their spines overseas. And basically one of the problems with the surgery is it limits your mobility, right? So right now I have 180 degree mobility, and a lot of my friends only have 135 because of that surgery. So unless that's what you really want to do, I would try to do other methods.
Yeah.
Try and use, use it as a last resort.
Yeah, I totally agree. I want to thank you for serving. Welcome home. We're proud of you. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to meet another patient, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam Stevens, thank you.
Thank you.
Sam suffered for 5 years before finding Dr. Yardley. He saw other practitioners, but nobody could help. And now, after several months under care with Dr. Yardley, Sam is pain-free. He's able to continue serving his country and is back to doing everything he loves to do without pain. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there were several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride to Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You know, I've learned so much from you about the way the body's connected and the nerves communicate with one another and how a tiny problem like the princess and the pea under the mattresses can add up into great big problems. As our body adapts and works its way around the problem, then it can end up in a misbalance elsewhere, and it can develop into pain. And I hear a lot of people talk about neuropathy. They talk about fibromyalgia. But, Dr. Yardley, I feel like they talk about it as an endpoint, that they're not really having respect for where that began. And that princess and the pea metaphor, it might have began with a little pea, you know, sitting at your desk too much, or maybe having too vigorous of a golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people approach this differently. Some people look at this as disease care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If you take a look at these, let's take neuropathy, for instance. Now, 40 years ago, which was about when I started in practice, you'll find that neuropathy, the only time I would see neuropathy come in clinically was it was secondary to diabetes mellitus, people that were diabetic. And there really wasn't much we could do about that. And still, when it's secondary to diabetes, often that's not the case. But about the last 15 years, it changed. People started turning up in my office with neuropathy. No diabetes. They didn't have diabetes at all. And so as we started approaching that clinically, we started getting some pretty good results with it.
Mm.
Now, you're going to find that there's a lot that's done out there in the disease care standpoint. And some of it's really good. Like oftentimes you'll see people are using a thing called vibration platforms. They're using a thing called, cold laser, and it will get relief. It will get those nerves stimulated and back to life. The problem is, why did they get there in the first place? And the problem is you have to keep on doing that just to keep those nerves alive. So we prefer, well, I think that's good and that's fine to do. We prefer to step back a little bit and say, okay, what's the deeper cause of this? Where is this coming from? And for us, where that takes us is into control systems within the body. Mm-hmm. And we find that control systems cause joints not to work the way that they're supposed to. These joints begin to affect nerves, and the nerves react in different ways. They could be painful. It can start affecting your gait, start resulting in spinal stenosis. It starts resulting in neuropathy down in the legs and the feet. And then sometimes we see neuropathy developing in other parts of the body as well, in the hands. And these are primarily coming from neck issues. And neck issues, again, are handled because of the joints and approaching the joints. What they don't look is that the head is not sitting straight on the neck. And it's that whole balancing act which is the key to unwinding a lot of the problems in the neck. And that's our area of expertise. That's what we do at the Institute.
So, Dr. Adler, I've learned from you that neuropathy sometimes manifests as feeling like there's a sock balled up in your shoe, even though it's not there, right?
Right.
All right. So to further explain this, people will be experiencing these things. And the disease care approach, might I explain this as, let's say that you have a rock in your shoe. Okay, you've been hiking, you got a little pebble in your shoe. One approach to that might be layering another padding on top of the padding inside the shoe.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, now I have another padding. Now you walk another mile. You don't feel it. But then the padding starts to wear down. And, hey, I feel the rock again. Hey, well, I got the idea. Let's put another pad on top of the second or the third pad. You're still feeling it.
Yes.
But I guess the way you go about this in the gentle, non-invasive, upper cervical way is you just go and say, hey, you know what? What if we got rid of the rock? What if we went to the actual cause of the pain, of the fibromyalgia, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That was a great analogy, actually. And there's value in both. I mean, there's no virtue in living in pain and just suffering through it. I'm not a big fan of that at all. And people come in and they're almost apologetic because they're taking drugs for the pain. I'm saying, hey, if I had the pain and this was the only thing I could do, I'd be doing it too, you see. But let's see if we can find a better way. Let's see if we can find a way around this without the need for the drugs.
Yeah, and it's so common. I don't know how many patients of yours I've met, you know, in the welcome area, at the clinic, at the radio station, doing commercials. I have yet to meet a patient who didn't come away with a surprise benefit after getting the upper cervical treatment and the gentle care. Have you ever had a surprising case? Like, I know you've been doing this for so long, but have you ever stepped back and said, oh, wow, I'm surprised as well that my treatment could address this?
I hear that all the time. Yeah. And if you go to my website, and you've seen this as well. And the reason that that happens is really because it's a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. A disease care approach is all about coming up with a better widget to make this feel better, make that feel better, hopefully to fix this or to fix that. Now, the problem with it is it generally treats effects, not causes. And the reason we call ourselves a healthcare institute is that's just not what we do.
Yeah.
We step back from that and we take a look at control systems within the body, regardless of what's going on with the patient. Let's correct those, then let's see what happens. And then the dynamic, the kaleidoscope of changes that occur in many people's bodies, quite amazing to me as well as to the patient.
Yeah, Dr. Adler, there's a famous viral video that went around talking about the different way men and women deal with emotional stress. Mm. And a woman is talking to her husband saying, it's just, I've got this pain in my head that it's all consuming during the day. And there's a nail hammered into her forehead. And he says, well, honey, if we could just remove the nail. She says, it's not about the nail. I just want to be listened to. And so you're really going and you're saying, look, when you do these, you know, the very gentle, non-invasive treatment, you're really, really just removing the nail, right? And allowing people to get to healing.
Exactly. At least in the cases we accept for care, that's what we're trying to do. We're, of course, not a cure-all, but what we do helps a lot of people. They get help no other way.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, a fellow patient with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you have an experience sort of similar to mine.
Oh, man, it's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time. Within 48 hours, I started to see a difference that was, at first, I thought it was psychosomatic.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, something is changing. Something is feeling better. Something is happening. But I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Lest I jinx this.
Yeah. And you were talking about some of the challenges you face, such as rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that ran in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I've not yet encountered that, but I will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It'll come. So that was a shock for you, but that's also, you're also dealing with that?
Yep. Yeah. The rheumatoid has been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Just because I saw my mom and it was just horribly debilitating. She was crippled to the day that she died. Yeah. And I got that, and it was a gut punch.
Yeah.
And so I just thought, oh my gosh, dealing with that was painfully difficult.
Yeah. And you've been an active guy your whole life. And so, and I can see it in you. I can see that you're a guy that has been active real life. You're an Eagle Scout.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like now to start being able to do things with your scouts again?
It's amazing, because I've even shared this with Dr. Yardley and several friends. It's like, I feel I can run again. I feel I can exercise and lift weights again, which for the past 2 to 3 years has just not been possible.
Yeah.
So to be able to go and work with the scouts and work with, there's a couple guys that I'm trying really hard to get across the line of Eagle Scout. And with me not being able to be there, it's just heart-wrenching.
Yeah.
And to be able to go back, and they just look and go, oh, Mr. Wood, you're back. Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah. You said something to me, and I didn't even realize it, about headaches. Because I mm-hmm. the other day was talking to someone, and he was saying, oh, I had sciatica, and it's gone. I thought, wait a minute. I had sciatica, and I didn't even realize, but since I've been seeing Dr. Lee Yardley, it's like, I don't have that. But then you mentioned headaches. I haven't had those either.
Yes. And I used to live on Excedrin. Seriously, I would take 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 a day, religiously every day. And that occurred to me. It's like, my goodness, I haven't seen a headache. I haven't felt even the inklings of a headache.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you mentioned the other little niggling pains and hurts and all those that are just going away, I started to realize he's right. Things are just starting to happen.
Yeah.
I don't require nearly as much sleep, which just really blows me away.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm so you said, there must be something to this brain-body connection.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. It makes all the sense in the world. The way I've tried to explain this to people is, look, what happens if it's severed?
Yes.
That's just bad, right?
Yes.
I understand. I've done some research. Severing the brain-body connection is bad, but what about impacting that? So what do you tell people who are skeptical? Because I think traditional medicine, you and I are talking about some of the flaws with traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. I mean, they mean well, but oftentimes they're seeking a program, or they're seeking a medication or a surgical outcome.
Yep.
What do you tell people about this, the way that Dr. Lee Yardley deals with the brain-body connection?
Well, it's fascinating, because I usually will tell, he says, I am not curing anything.
Yeah.
I'm not healing you. I am restoring the brain to body, because what an amazing machine your body really is.
Yeah.
How it can do the things it does, how it can affect the things that it does. And it's all happening. It's all because, as I said, one of the lifestyle changes, I've stopped taking my statin drugs, because they were causing me pains all over my body. Mm. And those went away within days. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
You know, I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. That's the way it's lighting up, and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Yardley.
Yes, yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right? Or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. Mm-hmm. And I've tried to say, look, don't wait. This has been my experience. It's been the experience of other people. So help me. We're talking to those maybe men our age. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak and you groan and you moan. And it's like, you don't have to do that. When you say about the getting up and can't even walk, that is exactly what drove me into him. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, I could barely walk. And so I tell the people, even my coworkers, did you notice I'm not getting up and struggling to walk? And the guy goes, yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things of what keyed in when you said, don't make this the last resort.
Yeah.
Don't wait until you have no other options.
Yeah.
Because I did exactly that.
Yeah.
And my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having, and I couldn't do the continued medication. Couldn't do it.
Yeah. And as you know, I think I've shared on the air, my dad just masked his symptoms for years with medication, ibuprofen and many other things, all legal, by the way, but none of it advisable for the situation he's in. Well, you know what? God bless you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm extremely happy for you, and I'm getting the contact high watching you be happy.
Oh, it's amazing. I can't. When I think about it, I can't wipe the smile off my face. Yeah. I'm serious. This has been a godsend. I thank Dr. Yardley for what he's able to do. And Todd, I thank you for bringing this to my attention of saying, don't wait, do this.
Wow.
And when I finally did, it was, I can't tell you the changes. Of course, I don't have to. You know the changes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's huge to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening too. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my honor. I love what you do here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Jason, a fellow patient of my doctor, Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. And before seeing Dr. Yardley, Jason, you'd gone through 3 back surgeries?
I'd already been told many, many times that, you know, 3 is kind of your maximum for spinal surgery in this regard. And the next time it happens is a big possibility that, you know, you're going to have to be fused. And I'm 46 now, and that was very, very worrying. One of my wife's aunties had actually had some treatment with Dr. Yardley some years before, and we spoke to her and she seriously recommended it. You know, we met Dr. Yardley and he could see that I was in a great deal of pain, and you know, he looked me straight in the eyes and said that he could help me, and I trusted him.
I know, he's about as honest a guy as you'll ever meet. And how long did it take for you to see results?
I'm going to say, probably 10 days after the first adjustment, I was literally walking around 100% straight and absolutely singing his praises. Phenomenal. I mean, just complete and utter miracle, actually.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiral Radio, 97.3 FM.
Here we are. There you are. Thank you for listening. Dr. Lee Yardley is here. Lee, in just a second, we're going to talk to John, one of your patients, who came to you, you know, lower back pain, neck, migraines. That's not uncommon. But what is kind of interesting is after the adjustments, something else changed. Do you want to tell us about that real quickly?
Yeah, we see this frequently, but the overall health improves. The level goes up. And for him, this manifests itself as an almost immediate change, improvement, relief with his acid reflux. He also found that his allergies, which he no longer has allergies, and plantar fasciitis, that improved as well.
Well, I got to hear this from the man himself. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, John, let's start by running down the list of what were the things that you were suffering from that led you to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had been dealing with lower back pain. I've had lower back pain most of my life, but over the past several years, it's gotten progressively worse, with more frequent kind of acute periods where I just go through really extreme pain. And I've gone to my regular doctor, and he prescribed physical therapy, which I went through, but it didn't really have any effect on me. And so I got to the point where I decided I need to do something that for me was a little more radical. I decided I need to go see a chiropractor. And I'd listened to Dr. Yardley on the radio several years ago, and I was pretty intrigued by what I had heard. And so I decided that I needed to go, that he would be the one that I wanted to go see first.
So
see what he had to say.
When we talk about the lower back pain, there are usually things associated with that, too. For example, like, did you have any issues with your neck or headaches or anything like that?
I didn't associate that with lower back pain. I did have headaches and migraines and things like that, but I never connected the two things together. And so for me, it was just the lower back pain. There were times when it was difficult to stand, difficult to sit, getting in and out of a chair if I needed to hang on to something. Getting in and out of a car was very painful. It was difficult to deal with.
That would make you feel old before your time, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. That's exactly how it made me feel.
So you go to Dr. Yardley. You're a candidate for care. You have your first adjustment. What was that like? What went through your mind?
Well, even while I was, when you did the initial adjustment, before I even got off the table, there was a particular muscle in my back that had always been knotted up and constricted. And when he did the adjustment, that particular muscle started to flex and kind of have a little spasm and immediately released. And so after the adjustment, he had done some more measurements and showed a dramatic improvement. And I thought, I was a little skeptical. I thought, what's going on here? But it was when I went out to my car, got into my car, and I was ready to drive home, I realized I had to adjust all of the mirrors in my car because I was suddenly sitting up straight when before I was leaned over to one side. And so that's when I started to realize that something was happening, that this was actually working.
So across the period of time, a series of adjustments, where are you at today? What has improved? Let's talk about the lower back pain. Where's that at?
It's great. I hardly feel it ever anymore. It's been a couple of years now, and it's a progressive kind of a thing where you get progressively better and better and better. And today I'm doing really well. It's wonderful. But the thing that I found most surprising is all of the other health benefits that I got from the treatment that I never anticipated at all. For example, I suffered from seasonal allergies, and I first went to see Dr. Yardley in November. My allergies typically showed up in February, and that first year, I had no allergies.
Wow.
They were completely gone. I used to take medications for that. I haven't taken any kind of allergy medication since I started with Dr. Yardley. I used to have acid reflux, and I would take pills virtually daily for that. And since seeing Dr. Yardley, I haven't taken any pills since. There's just been so many things that have improved. Plantar fasciitis gone, knee pain gone. It's really been kind of a radical transformation.
It sounds to me like you are a fan of reconnecting the brain with the body, the brain and body connection.
Absolutely. I didn't realize just how much of an effect that has on your entire body. And I'd never really heard of it before until I'd listened to Dr. Yardley's program. And it's something that I would recommend to anyone.
And what's the quality of your life now? What are you able to do? Are you able to do everything or where you're at?
Yeah, actually, like Dr. Yardley was saying, I was feeling the kind of pain that made me feel like I was getting old before my time. Or maybe I thought, okay, I'm just aging and this is something I'm going to have to live with. And I had had so much chronic pain that I'd forgotten what it was like to be pain-free. And so since the treatments, I'm learning again what it's like to feel good. And I'd forgotten that. And so it's wonderful.
John, congratulations. Thank you for sharing your story with the audience. I'm sure people are just amazed by it.
Thank you very much, John. It's been great.
Thank you, Dr. Yardley. I appreciate it very much.
Frank, with John, we see the difference between health care and disease care. Disease care is just attacking and eliminating. Health care is elevating your health to increasingly higher levels.
And it's all about that brain and body connection.
Absolutely.
Allowing your body to heal itself.
Exactly.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before he started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, we sometimes talk about movies and stuff. Have you seen The Martian yet with Matt Damon?
Yes, I have. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, it's really a really good movie, I thought.
You know, in a different context, almost a retake of The Castaway by Tom Hanks years ago.
That's right. That's right, because he was cast away on the island, and except he had no technology. He
no
had
technology.
To make
it was a different time, you know, but it was fun to watch. Well, you know, it's interesting because the success of the space shuttle, you know, the Mars Explorer, even landing on the moon, you know, they're an interface of many moving parts. But two things that are indispensable, a fully functioning control system and effective communication systems. I mean, it can't survive without those.
You know, yeah, one leads to the other. You have to have both.
Exactly. You know, and as true it is of our space program, it's even more true of your body and my body. You know, I recently heard an astronaut, and he was quoted as saying, you know, the technology that we use to get a man on the moon is a drop in the bucket compared to the technology we have in our iPhones.
And that's just one iPhone.
Just amazing. One iPhone. Yes, it's amazing. Now, if you take the difference between the technology levels of the iPhone and the technology level of putting a man on the moon, there's a big difference there.
Sure.
Multiply it by 482,000 times, and now you may be getting close to the technology that the human brain and nervous system has.
Okay, now that's astonishing.
Isn't it? Amazing. Sure. And you know what's even more amazing is that science knows, has estimated that we know about 0.1% of all there is to know about the human body.
Wow.
So, you know, we've got a lot to learn. But, you know, like all technologies, it's susceptible to a thing called bugs, right? And one of those bugs is a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
So the question then is, that I get asked a lot, is what causes a compromise in that brain-body connection? And I've categorized it into three different levels.
Okay, number one.
Physical. Go bungee jumping. Rope breaks. Land on your head.
Yeah.
If you survive, I guarantee you will have a compromise in your brain-body connection. Now, as unlikely as that might be, and I don't, you know, I don't think it's that unlikely, but, you know, people go to Disneyland.
I just went.
Disney World. There you go. And you hopped in those long lines to hop on the rides, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And what you may or may not have read, being the astute person you are.
Oh, I read it.
Yeah. A sign that says, if you've got a neck or back problem, don't go on the ride.
Correct.
Do you think that's dissuaded any of my patients ever?
I'm guessing not
so
much.
Not at all. You know, the only thing that's missing, it didn't stop me either, by the way. And at the end of the ride, the only thing that's missing is a sign that says, if you didn't have a neck or back problem, now you do. Yes.
Thank you for flying on Star Tours.
Well, the good news is you can come in and get that taken care of.
Sure.
Number two is mental.
Oh, okay.
I know you have no stress in your life.
None.
I am going to share with you that that's not true for the average person out there in the street. I mean, let's say you go driving down I-5. You got a tractor trailer on both sides. Your shoulders are up around your ears. Do you think you're not under stress?
No.
Oh, sure. I know I'm under stress.
Yeah, we are.
We live in a society of stress. And what we don't realize is that the stress can kick circuit breakers, the brain-body connection. It's a circuit breaker. It kicks out. It helps our body deal with the stress and creates problems for us further down the road.
Sure.
And then the third group, the smallest group actually, is chemical stress. And we're exposed to chemical stress, the drugs that we take, smoking, alcohol, you know, pollution in our environment.
Right.
Too much of vitamins can do it. You know, there was a group of explorers up in the Arctic Circle.
Okay.
And they got stranded. They couldn't get up to get them out. And so, you know, what more stark environment could you try and survive in? And so they survived as best they could, dying off one by one by one. Eventually, they got up and they were able to rescue a small group of survivors and the bodies of their comrades. And so they did autopsies, fully expecting that each one of them would have died of exposure. To their utter amazement, that was not what they found out.
It wasn't? What did they die of?
They found out that they died of a vitamin A overdose.
Seriously?
Yeah, it was the first time science realized you could get too much of a vitamin. And what had happened, what had killed them, was the polar bear livers. The takeaway here, Frank, is when you get stuck up there, you can eat the polar bear, but not the liver, you see. So when we take a look at it, we find that the heart beats, if it's healthy, it's beating at 72 to 75 beats per minute.
Right.
That's so long as the brain is communicating with the heart in a manner that it's supposed to. You know, it's like talking to a friend on our phone, on our cell phone.
On your cell phone?
Yeah, and then suddenly a call gets dropped.
Right.
Now, your only hope of restoring that communication is to reestablish that lost connection.
And the only way you're going to get the communication not only reconnected, but reach the goal that you want to reach is by reconnecting.
Exactly. Now, with our phones, We know immediately when we've lost that communication.
Sure.
But in the human body, it's so wonderful that that communication get compromised, and it could take decades for us to really realize the damage that's being done to our body because that communication is compromised. It makes good sense to me that we get those compromises measured, evaluated, and if necessary, corrected, instead of waiting until the damage is done and then trying to dig ourselves out of that hole.
That sounds like the mission of the Yardley Institute.
Exactly. What we do is we detect the presence or absence of a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Mm-hmm.
We have the technology to do that. There are certain markers that will tell us if that's indeed going on. And if those markers aren't there, clearly it's not going on, and that's good. And that not everyone that comes in has a compromise in the brain-body connection. We don't accept everyone for care, although we do help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
So after you restore the brain and body connection, what happens?
At that point, the body begins to function in a healthy manner.
In fact, in my case, after the procedure with you, I find that I'm walking straight again. I'm able to stand for long periods of time. I don't have the back pain I used to have. And that's what we mean when we say restoring health, improving lives naturally.
Naturally. Exactly.
So now maybe you're thinking you might be a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Well, there's really only one way to find out, and that is to go visit him. And we've got an incentive for you. It's a special one-time offer. Usually that first visit is going to cost you $148. They do all the testing, the non-invasive, very gentle testing. But you want to get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show right now, it's just $38. You go in, you get the test done, you find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. 866-704-1047. $38 if you call now. 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.